Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday edition of Housing Information You Can't Trust right here for the next 3 hours with the Inside Outside Guys. My name is Ken Calverly, and I am the Outside Guy.
Chuck Bridenstine, the Inside Guy, happy to be with you, and I dedicate it to you. Happy Earth Day to Kenny.
God, you're going
to
start
happy
already,
Earth
aren't you?
Day to Kenny.
Every day's Earth Day, Chuck.
Oh, wow. I never, ever would have anticipated hearing that from
it doesn't mean
Mr.
I treat one
Contamination.
Day, Mr. Contamination, that's great. It doesn't mean I treat one day any better than the next day, but come on. Come on. You got to get me going very first
Mr.
thing.
Mr. PFAS.
Earth Day. I wonder if they're celebrating Earth Day over in India and China right now. What do you think?
They burn a higher grade of coal in all their power plants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to get me going right away, aren't you? Now, if you remember years ago, I don't know if they still do it. Remember they'd shut all the lights off in Las Vegas during Earth Day for a certain time?
Yes.
And then there was a study showing that it costs much more money to power everything back up.
And I predicted that.
That it would have just leave it all alone.
I mean, we
are virtue signaling on a citywide basis.
No one's ever looked at either one of us and said, there's a genius. There's a Mensa candidate. And we knew that before they even did it. I also, this is sincere. This is National Work Zone Awareness Week.
Oh, I was aware of that. I actually saw that.
I believe
you
were.
You brought that up. That was on my notes. It's on your notes, too. Wow.
You lie.
No, seriously. Well, here's a question for you. How many workers did we lose last year?
To stupid people driving recklessly through work zones?
We lost three.
I'm going to guess 12. I really don't know.
Three
is too many.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sure there are many more injured in work zones. And, you know, we always will post some funny memes on the Inside Outside Guys, you know, about it's spring season. That's construction season. And we've spoken to a lot of our team partners who talk about how much the construction and road work out there literally hurts their bottom line.
Oh,
from trying to make
huge.
It to jobs where normally they could go from do four jobs in a day, they can only do three because they're sitting so much in traffic. Right.
Steve Dickinson from Amnesty talking about that. You know, with their crews they send out just for duct cleaning, where they're planning on four and they could theoretically do three and a half because of construction slowing down the crews, and of course you can't do half of one, so you do two.
I can almost guarantee you so many injuries have to do with impatience. But part of it, Chuck,
I fight that.
Part of it is the impatience of being in a work zone for 12 miles, having to go, you know, slow, and then they're working for 100 yards at a time, 12 miles down the road. That's part of the frustration.
And parallel work zones on major thoroughfares.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember trying to go west from roughly the Novi area. 96 was down to one lane, so I went north and then west, and I hit 59, and it was down to one lane and blocked and slow, and I'm going, wait a minute now. Come on. This is a tourist state. So don't do it to residents, but don't do it to people that are coming into Michigan to spend money and enjoy Michigan. So, you know, stagger.
100%. I totally agree with you. Now, all that being said, you road workers are doing a phenomenal job.
Yes, they
are. I tell you what, Chuck, every spring or every time I go down I-75, I just marvel at the engineering that has taken place, the sound barrier walls that are putting up, how classy those look.
I know.
And you guys are doing a phenomenal job. But for everyone else there driving, I'm with you, Chuck. It's Construction Zone Awareness Week. Is that right?
Yes.
So everyone out there, just be a little
National
more aware.
Work Zone Awareness Week.
Awesome. Okay.
Yep. Awesome. And you and I are sincerely behind that. We're busy today. You said 3 hours.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
So we've got a call-in from a person you're going to want to hear from at 10:30.
You got to be on Paul W. yesterday. How'd you? No one asked me anymore.
You know, Paul and I.
Yeah, you guys are like
go
this.
Back.
Right?
Actually, at 11:15, we're going to have Jared Beauchamp talk to us. You and I spoke to some experts throughout the state about this plastic particulate, microplastics in the air, in the water.
And that's what you're speaking to Paul about yesterday, correct?
And we were talking to Paul about it yesterday. And it's funny because another resource for us is Jared Beauchamp. And it just so happens he had been in Vegas attending a class on that topic when we reached out to him.
Interesting.
So we're going to have him on at 11:15 to talk about that.
You know, you and I really have been the test tube babies for all the new technologies that's made its way into our atmosphere,
I get
our
that I'm
drinking
ugly,
water,
but we
our
should
grounds.
Be green.
Yeah, you're right.
We should be. You're right.
You're absolutely right. Now, I also want to remind people, next Saturday, you and I are going to be with Victor's Home Solutions.
And Paul.
And Paul, exactly, as he gives away another rooftop. Gives, free of charge to a needy homeowner who is not able to afford themselves. Victor is giving them this new roof.
I know. That's so cool. And that's always a fun event. And it's always nice to see Mr. Smith at those.
Yes. You and I spent a lot of time together this week.
Way too much. My wife is starting to suspect something.
We flew to Wausau, Wisconsin. I insisted on two different rooms. Okay, I know you wanted to bunk together, but I said, no, Chuck. No, you got your own place.
It was in the sense of economy and Earth Day coming up. I just thought it made more sense.
And then you wanted the adjoining rooms with the door between. I said, no, let it go, Chuck. But we had a great time. We're just joking about it. We went down there and we saw the Wausau factory plant.
What a classy company.
Oh, my goodness. What a organized, just efficient. We actually saw how all their product is made. We took a tour of the plant and got to know a lot of the people that are there.
900,000 square foot manufacturing footprint. That's why my hip hurt after the tour.
900,000. I know. There's a lot of hard concrete walking on.
It was.
I know. But we saw the Diamond Coat product being manufactured there. Their manufacturing process is very, very unique. That's why they wanted Chuck and I to come down there and check it out. They do things there that no other siding manufacturers do, and we absolutely love that product and thank Gary Moore and everyone over there for having us there. It was a great time.
Great people.
Yeah.
Yep, and we got to meet a couple of guys from Vassar Lumber.
Yeah.
Class Axe, and Jeff and Danny.
Yep, and Dusty from Cobblestone Homes.
Yeah.
Good
and
times.
I guess he's a good people.
Yes.
That we got to share and interact with. And, of course, the discussion was always about the industry, which you and I love and are passionate about.
Yeah.
And that's a product I keep telling people. I know they might be sick of hearing this, but when I first saw it, I was like, no, don't want to get behind it, don't believe in it.
So many of the newer homes, when I say newer, let's say 2000 on, yeah. 90s on, that's still considered
absolutely.
New housing stock.
Yeah.
Has the rough saw trim all over the place. And a lot of it has rotted out by now. And they wish they spent a little extra money for the Diamond Coat product.
I agree with you 1,000%. It's not unlike roofs.
Right.
You know, the roof is so much more than the shingle that you see. It's a system. And if you don't have a company that has a great system and a great written warranty, why would you spend the money?
It's all about the company, the warranty, and the product. And Kearns Brothers has spent years proving that fact to homeowners all over Southeast Michigan. One of the many reasons we love Kearns Brothers.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. We're going to be taking phone calls later on at 10:30. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to have Ron Stead from Blown Insulation MI. And Ron is kind of an expert at several things besides insulation. We're going to make sure he chats about that.
He's also a mold expert, yes.
Yeah, he does radon remediation, mold remediation.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Good guy. Hey, let's talk about another new team partner, the Inside Outside Guys, that was mentioned yesterday in the Detroit News Homestyle section. Comes out every Friday. And it is a company that will be doing a lot of work for our listeners because it's what you need out there, and it's Chet's Cleaning.
Were they impressive people? Or
they were impressive, Chuck. They were so impressive, and they'll let anyone come down and take a look at their facilities. They are on John R. Road.
DeQuinder
Road in Masson Heights, yep. Right there by 696.
Are you impressed that I remembered that in my addled brain?
But what an impressive company. We want you to go to theinsideoutsideguys.com and then look up Chet's Cleaning. And keeping your home clean. You know, there's only a couple months out of the year where we can comfortably keep our windows open in Michigan and enjoy and be comfortable. The rest of that time, we're counting on our furnace, our AC to keep us comfortable inside. And if you have pets or you have kids that are constantly coming in and out of the house, you'd be amazed at some of the stuff that you have down deep in your carpets, deep in your rugs, deep in your couches.
The pillows on your couch that you put your face in.
If you have dogs that jump up and down there all the time, thank you. If you have dogs, if you use pesticides, herbicides, any kind of a fertilizer. Yeah. I mean, that's coming inside of your house.
We learned from Chet's and put it in the article, some of the material that is tested as what we call dust. You know,
yes.
No one thinks about that beautiful little dust floating through the sunlit, window.
Yes.
And the stuff that's in it is scary.
That's a way to say it. I mean, on a sunny day, you see that beam coming through your living room and you see all the dust in there. Well, that's only 1%, and you're breathing that in.
Ugh.
And that dust is going to settle somewhere, and most of those places are carpets and places that you can't just wipe it off with the rag.
You know, it's funny. You and I did the show probably 12, 13 years ago on the American Lung Association, people with asthma,
yes,
recommending that they do more hard surfaces in their home and get rid of the soft surfaces. Even the type of leather, higher quality leather is softer and more likely to have stuff in it than the cheaper leathers that have that kind of glossy finish on them.
We had an emailer this week. The gentleman said he has taken all of his carpeting out of his house, put all hard surface down. He's done everything he thinks he can do, but he still gets a little bit of dust every couple of weeks that he has to wipe off. And our suggestion to him, was one of the new retrofitted air cleaners into your furnace.
And running that fan.
Running the fan, keeping the fans
getting
moving.
Getting a modulated motor on that.
Yep. Ceiling fans, box fans, they all help.
It's funny, our good friend Pat Kelly told us years ago, you cannot clean air unless you run it through the filter.
Right.
And if all you're doing is running a short cycle, 7-minute cycle every 45 minutes, that ain't going
to
do it.
Stagnation is not good, whether it's water or air. You've got to move those things to keep them clean.
Yeah, you got to move them past the filter.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Now,
good stuff.
I want to point people towards Facebook, Chuck. Matter of fact, I'll point you towards Facebook right now while we're looking at this, because you've got to see this. This is really cool. Our Facebook page is very active.
And we get a lot of people. Every time we go to a live broadcast, we get people coming up and going, I love your Facebook. And it's always a nice feeling to hear that.
Well,
you do a good job of keeping it entertaining and informative. And great deals. You know, it's funny to mention one, Pro Home Improvement. It has just a fantastic deal Dex Unlimited does. For our listeners, when they call, if they mention Inside Outside Guys, and you see that stuff there.
You want to tell me, I want people to go to our Facebook page, and I want you to tell me what that is. And then when you get a second, I want you to look at all the comments on what that is. I just put at the very top, guesses, okay? Guesses what that is. Some of the comments are just hilarious. And what this is, it looks like about a 4-inch pipe that's sticking out of a house chimney.
Attached to the chimney, sticking out probably 5 feet.
Now, if you take a look at the house, Chuck, and you go over to the window, I can tell you that pipe looks like it's going to be right even with the inside fireplace on that floor. So some of the guesses are hilarious. One of the guesses was, the house is excited to see us. some help maybe with intake air, but why does it have to stick out that far? I know. I mean, it's a hilarious picture, and if you get a chance, go over the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page and check it out, and feel free to guess what that could possibly function
now,
as.
Now, without divulging it,
no.
Do you know?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
couldn't divulge if you were asked to divulge.
Well, I mean, my best guess.
It's an additional air intake for the flu?
Yeah. Yep. But why would it have to be that big?
It's a weird one, yeah. Why wouldn't a typical rain damper type thing work?
Exactly. Exactly. So we have another picture that was posted this week of a chimney that was closed off inside of an attic. And above that chimney looks like it's either mold, but I'm guessing it's probably soot.
Somebody burned fire in the fireplace below.
Not knowing.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
Boy, people got to see that picture to appreciate it.
That's why a quality home inspector like Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspections is so important when making a
Oh, my Lord, that is frightening.
Deal. Yep.
if a fire starts in your attic and it's properly ventilated, it might surround you before you even know it exists.
That is
frightening. That's a scary picture.
You're right.
Wow.
You're right. Yep. Yep. So, hey, stick around. Coming
Jeepers.
Up. What's that?
That just scares you to look at that picture.
Yeah, stick around. We have Ron Stad coming on from Blown In Insulation.
Blown Insulation, MI.
MI. Great new team partner you're going to want to hear. In the meantime, Chuck, we get a lot of emails. Well, we just talked about ceiling fans. People don't understand how important ceiling fans are and really are very reasonably priced to have them installed. And they'll save you money.
And they're beautiful and decorative, too.
Keep you breathing healthy air. So whether it's a new ceiling fan, whether it's a new outlet, whether it's a brand new standby generator for all your electrical needs, we want you to call Lake Point Electric.
Welcome back, everybody, and happy Earth Day to all of our nature-loving friends.
So not to me.
I liked your response. Every day is Earth Day. We've got a gentleman you met a few weeks ago on the show. That runs a really good company that you and I believe does some good things that equate to energy efficiency, which is good for Mother Earth.
Well, we always say one of the very few things you can do to immediately start getting money back on your investment is add quality insulation to your home.
Yep, professionally, properly specified and installed, and air sealing. Those two things you and I have said forever.
Yep.
So we've got Ron Stead from Blown Insulation MI on with us. Ron, how you doing?
Oh, terrific. And happy Earth Day to you.
God bless you. Thank you. You meant that to Chuck, not Ken, right?
To both of you.
Hey, tell people about your company and all the things you can do for them, because we really believe that you are a great resource for our listeners.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you again. And, I want to explain to you, it just takes a little bit of time just to explain to you how we're celebrating Earth Day. We just started this by inviting a few of our customers over. See, during the year, some customers have an interest in seeing my underground house, my Earth Shelter Dome. We call it the Domestead. And they see it on my website. So some are fascinated by it. They haven't seen it, something like that. And so we started on Earth Day to have a few people over in the afternoon and take a look at an underground house. It has a minimum 5 foot of dirt on top, and it goes out to like 16 foot. It faces the south for passive solar, and we get about 80-90% of our heating and cooling just from facing the south. And then I have 20 solar panels. So if you don't count my garage and my swimming pool, the house uses zero utilities. And by the way, I want to mention some of our customers that are listening to this or people that we saw this last year that aren't coming out here today. Be sure to get on my website, blowninsulationmi.com, if you'd like to have a tour of an underground house. We'd love to have you next year. I designed and built this 36 years ago, and after completing it, I start doing consulting for subterranean homes. But I was all over the country. I mean, there's less than 10,000 subterranean homes in the U.S., but there's millions of houses right by me. And so I start doing energy analysis and showing customers, how things they can do themselves and how to become more efficient with insulation and how to, so I know there's some contractors out there and their job is to sell insulation. And, yes, that's ours too, but I don't really sell insulation. I make your house warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And with that philosophy, we've won some of the top awards in the state.
And, so, Ron.
Go ahead.
So what came first, the house or the insulation business? Which one inspired which?
The house. And my kids were three-generation family business. So many people got so interested about the house. And I'm just a real green guy. I want to save energy. I know that's the one thing I can control, and that's the one thing our listeners can control, the amount of utilities that you use. And this house, it saved me over $100,000 on electric or gas if I had to use it to keep it heat and cooled. And now we can't come out there with a bulldozer and bury your house, but we can with injection foam and walls and attic insulation and the techniques that we do, we can really encapsulate and save you a lot of money off your heating and cooling.
Well, you've proven yourself in the industry in Southeast Michigan for over the years by some of the awards that you've won. Can you talk about those for a minute, please?
Well, we have won Consumers Energy's highest average energy savings per customer in the state, along with highest in customer satisfaction. Also, for over a decade, we've been Home Advisor's Best Contractor Awards. We've won Angie's Super Service Award. And so, again, I do it for a different philosophy. I'm trying to make your house energy efficient. Hey, you can't write off your utility bills. If you're paying $200 a month, that's after tax. You know, that's like paying $300 a month.
That's a great point.
Yeah, it's just so very important to say that during this energy problem and energy crisis that we're having here in this country. See, my customers have told me my average customer saves around 30% on their electric and gas. Now, some save less, some save more. It depends on, you know, attic insulation is less money and it saves the most because, you know, hot air rises. Wall insulation is the second most important thing. It makes your house quieter. It makes the walls cozy and warm. But let's just say so you had a $200 monthly gas and electric bill. If you save 30%, that's $60 a month or $720 a year. Now, could you imagine how much natural gas or a pile of coal out in your yard you would have to, you know, that you could buy for $720 that have to be all burned up to create that energy? So you're saving, you could save, you know, up to 30%. Now, the federal government, we're just so excited about this and our business is growing. The federal government has now increased the insulation tax credit from 10% to 30%. So you could have a savings right there of around 60%. The people that hear the inside and outside guys and contact me after listening to you, we give you another 15% discount. Chuck,
15?
Man, it sounds
wow.
like I'm giving this stuff away.
And as far as the tax credits go, will you point them in the right direction to get those, give any paperwork?
Well, yeah, we sure do. I fill out the forms for you. The way I understand it is you have to file a federal tax return be a homeowner. And so far, even last year when it was 10%, we've had no trouble. All of our customers, you know, that I know of, you know, got the 10%. But now, again, it's 30%. And then we also fill out your paperwork. We help you with that for your rebate. Some utility companies give up to $200 just for doing an attic. It's amazing when you have a product that costs you nothing, because in the long run from energy savings, what I do for you doesn't cost you anything. But now the government says not only is it such a good product to have your home, it can save our country's natural resources. We'll help you pay for it.
So, Ron, walk us through the process. I'm a homeowner. I know I'm a homeowner that's not comfortable in my home. I've been told I need insulation. I don't know exactly where I need the insulation. Walk us through the process from my first call to you to finish, please.
Well, you know, what we do is we schedule a time that's convenient for you, you know, where we can come out. It only takes about 45 minutes. And we go from your basement, you know, up to your attic. And we're going to point out things that you can do, blankets for your hot water heater, increase rim joist insulation and crawl spaces. And we go through, you know, everything and see, like for instance, rim joists, every house settles. And so in your bonds, in those rim joists, you can have cracks, and that's how air gets inside your house, not necessarily through your windows, walls, or ceiling. And so we seal those with spray foam. And then we put the bale insulation or this new technique called wall blankets in. And so we help to seal up your rim joists. Then we can use laser thermal imaging software. We can look in your walls on most days like Superman. And we can even email you those photos. Now, if you don't need insulation, we're going to tell you the truth. And that's why so much of our business is referred. We're going to give you nothing but the truth, the whole truth, nothing but. And then if you do need insulation, we'll give you a quote right there on the spot, you know, for wall, for attic insulation, rim joists. You know, we do mold remediation, lead abatement. There's other, other things that we do also. But like I said, it takes 45 minutes. There's no pressure to buy. We're going to hand you a quote. And about half of the people call us back if they need insulation to, you know, to get it updated and get it done correctly.
What is the blanket that you were talking about, the wall blanket?
Oh, well, on a hot water heater, it doesn't help as much in the wintertime as it does in the summer. See, down in your basement, you got over 100-degree space heater running all summer long, and then you're using an air conditioner outside to get rid of that heat that you just paid for, that you just generated. So by putting what's called a hot water heater blanket, you know, around there, it holds that heat in, so you don't waste as much all summer long, and you don't have to pay air conditioning to get rid of it. There's a number of little things that we can show you, from weather stripping, on doors and attic hatches, and a lot of things that you can do yourself. And we show you that also.
We're talking with Ron Stead, owner of Blown Insulation MI. The website is blowninsulationmi.com. When we get back, we'll give out his phone number. We'll also talk about what we get these questions all the time. What's the better insulation? And we'll ask Ron that when we get back from break. In the meantime, what's the best window? The properly installed window.
Properly installed window that has a lifetime guarantee on labor, materials, broken glass, torn screens. And, of course, if you're listening to this, you are thinking as we are, Window World. Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. It's Chuck and Ken and Ron Stead from Blown Insulation MI. So, Ron, thanks for sticking around with us. We've got a couple more things we need to talk about. One of those is you had mentioned wall blankets. What insulation is that? What's the process there?
Well, it's very similar to, if you've ever been in a Costco or a Sam's, they're just a big metal building, but the walls look finished. They look like a vinyl. It's a white vinyl. But beyond that is a microbial fiberglass insulation. So see, a wall blanket, let's say you didn't want to go to the expense in a crawl space, or to spray foam everything, which is very expensive, but you wanted to air seal it. So then we can install a wall blanket. And so what that does, it has microbial fiberglass, so it's even very hard for even mold to even live in it. And then we, on the outside, it's been just paper, it's vinyl. After we spray foam the cracks in the bonds, then we put that on there, and it air seals it, very similar to spray foam, but at a much reduced cost. Also, just by spray foaming the bonds, you can put bale insulation if you don't have ever had any water problems inside your crawl space or down in the basement. Then you could just do bale insulation, which can even be just a little bit less money.
What is that? For our listeners, what is bale insulation?
Well, it's just like the rolled fiberglass insulation that you could buy at a home improvement store, gotcha. But it has a paper on the outside, which still gives an effect of some air sealing. It's just that the wall blankets can air seal more effectively.
Okay, Ron, I'm going to call you on something, because you keep mentioning air sealing, and we all know that's a plus and a benefit when you get insulation done. But when a lot of houses get air sealed, they don't properly, do other things to make sure that mold does not collect. They don't make sure that the air moves properly through the house. So air sealing being one of the benefits, you came up with helping people with that mold. Can you tell people how you can help them with their mold issues as well, if that makes sense? Did I say that right, Chuck?
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, up in an attic, not all the time, but, you know, sometimes we will notice a little bit of mold. And, you know, for mold, it takes, you know, temperature, it takes food, it takes moisture. But many times it's because maybe the soffits were plugged, or, you know, could be from a roof leak or thing. So we point that out, you know, in our inspection. But let's say that you have plugs, soffits. Now, some insulators put in those straight baffles that you buy at a home improvement store, and they're straight. And when you blow your insulation in, there's a possibility of getting some crumbs of insulation plugging up your soffit. And sometimes if they're not installed properly, it can do you even more harm. So we use a baffle that bends at the end. So when we install them around your soffit area, you know, your overhang on your house, we can bend them right over the top plate of your wall. So then when we blow insulation with a gas blower, not electric blower, a gas blower, we blow this in close to 60 miles an hour, which can compress it, give you a little bit more insulation, and we blow it. So then when we blow it, we can blow it right at your soffit baffles, and we can get insulation right under, right on top of the top plate. And then, but all the air that it was supposed to do goes right through the baffle up on your decking, dries that decking to help prevent mold.
Like it was designed now, to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so we use a, you know, better baffle. In there and install them differently.
One of the issues we have, Ron, is people think it's a DIY project, and it's not a DIY project because all the issues you just talked about, covering up the soffit vents, you know, you've heard of people putting spray foam in, or they think they're putting spray foam in, then when they're done, there's no spray foam there. So this reason we want to make sure people understand it's so important to call a professional. And the phone number, your phone number, for people listening, 248-343-2866. The website number is blowninsulationmi.com. And for people that are driving and you want to get information, you just go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, click under insulation, and you'll find it there. Ron, real quick, what is your service area? We're about to go to a break. What is the service area of blown-in insulation?
Well, the center of my universe is Ortonville, Michigan, about 10 minutes from Pine Knob. And so we go a 60-mile radius. We go to Saginaw Bay City, Port Huron, Detroit, downriver, and over to Lansing. So we cover a real good area. And so it doesn't cost you any more money if you're downriver Detroit than if you're right here near Clarkston. You know, it's exactly the same price.
Okay.
And, it is blowninsulationmi.com. Be sure to get a hold of me. Up to 45% savings can happen this
year.
That's
awesome.
This is the year to do it.
248-343-2866. Ron Stead, we greatly appreciate you coming on with the Inside Outside Guys today, and we know you'll take great care of our listeners in the future, sir.
Okay. God bless, and thank you for everything that you two are doing. We appreciate it.
Same to you, Ron, and we appreciate that.
Same to you. Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate you calling in. You know, and just for people to know, the Inside Outside Guys is there for this kind of thing, finding you the quality contractors in Southeast Michigan, helping you, the homeowner, navigate the home improvement process. And you heard Ron. There's no doubt after hearing Ron, this man knows insulation. He is a professional.
And he cares.
Feel good about calling a company like that.
Yeah, he's passionate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Got to love people like that. You and I love people like that. How cool.
Yeah, we had an email earlier of a listener that had hired three or four of our team partners over the years and kind of graded them for us and told us the experience they had with each individual one, and we love those kind of
emails.
We got
A++++++++. How cool. And three different contractors they had hired from the website.
Yep. Yep, yep, we love that kind of.
That just feels so good. We're going to be taking your calls after the top of the hour, 888-654-4897. And at 11:15, Jared Beauchamp's going to call and talk to us about something he discovered this past week at a class in Las Vegas that every homeowner needs to be aware of.
You're right. Every homeowner does need to be aware of this. In the meantime, how's your deck looking? Or maybe you just need a deck, whether it's 10 feet off the ground or at ground level. Decks Unlimited knows how to build your deck properly, for it'll last for years and decades. This next segment, The Inside Outside Guys, brought to you by Decks Unlimited.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. Phone lines are going to be open, except for a brief discussion with Jared Beauchamp coming up at 11:15. Going to be a lot of fun. 888-654-4897.
Or 800-859-0957 works as well.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's not quite as snotty as our vanity number, but what the heck. And then from 12 to 1, you and I got to sprint like crazy.
Yes, we do. Yep, we're going over to CNC Heating and Air Conditioning, who has been a great team partner, the Inside Outside Guys, taking care of a lot of our listeners, you know, Chuck, in the cold weather especially. We get those emails. My furnace stopped working. I'm having an issue. I need to call somebody, and we'll give them one of our few that we have, depending on where they're located, team partners, HVAC. Then we don't hear from them again. And in this business, no news is good news.
It is. And Jim Corian's been around long enough that over at CNC that he knows what to do. And he told us he pre-bought a lot of inventory.
Yes.
To allow him to deliver better value to the people that call CNC. So. Yes. Take care. Take advantage, Jim, while that inventory is still sitting in the back end before somebody else gets the deal.
Yeah,
right?
Jim Corian's the father. Dana Hoddle is the daughter. And the two of them run CNC, and they do such a great job.
She is always beaming and smiling. You cannot interact with her without smiling.
That's what we love about our
I like people like
our
that.
Team partners. So many are family-owned businesses, and they're just such friendly people. So
that's 12 to 1 today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 888-654. Guys, let's talk to Deanna in Ortonville. Good morning. You're on with the guys.
Well, good morning. You guys have always helped me for a long, long time, and I need your help again. Our boiler is a dinosaur.
Most of.
And the guy came out. Well, It's served us well, but it's very old, and he said, you're losing a lot of heat up your chimney, and we have new ones that actually fit on the wall. Is that true?
Yeah, they do. I'm thinking even 30 years ago, I put a 96% efficient Well-McLean boiler in a home for myself. And they've improved the technology since then. That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah. Yes. Well, can you recommend someone in my area or out of the area, just as long as he's good? And I know you know people.
Well, we have two companies that we can send your way. Now, we get this all the time on email where people ask, do you have somebody in your area? And especially when it comes to service companies like heating and cooling, plumbing companies, Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, so many of their service technicians may live even up to an hour away and take their vans home and their vehicles with them. So they service all over Metro Detroit. So when you say in your area, what Chuck and I are going to be more concentrated on is, do they go to your area? And we have two that do. And the first one we just mentioned, which would be CNC Heating and Cooling.
Okay,
C as in
cat,
CNC? Yes, CNC. No, yeah, as in cat. Heating and air conditioning. Yes.
Okay, all right. And what's the other one?
Their phone number is 586.
Okay.
439-3319.
They have dedicated service staff, right?
Yes sir.
Oh, good. Okay. And did you want to give me another one, or should I just go with this one?
No, we'll give you another one. Chuck, do you have Sharon's?
Okay. All right.
Sure do. It's 734-425.
Okay.
1415. And it's the same with Sharon's. They have dedicated service staff, and there is a difference.
Okay. I appreciate it so much. I didn't know who to go to, and I knew to go to you guys because you've helped me so many times.
Well, God bless
never
you.
Gone
we appreciate
wrong.
That.
So,
share
no,
that with other
you.
Homeowners, will you, and save them some grief.
I will, and I tell everybody about you. I'm your
thank
biggest
you,
fan.
Thank you so right. much. Thank you so much.
That means
take
a lot
care. God
us.
Bless your day.
He has. Thank you very much. You as well. You know, we get the emails a lot. We love those emails. But here's an email that we get a lot. We need people to try to understand. We got one this week, Chuck, for Up in the Thumb. And we appreciate these emails. We want these emails where somebody needed some gravel delivered for driveway Up in the Thumb. And Chuck and I have spent 80 years combined in Southeast Michigan. We know so many housing professionals. But when it comes to areas outside of Southeast Michigan that we don't know, we are going to send you your what we think may be your best option. So that email, Chuck, I sent them back that we have nobody up there, but try to contact a local trucking company or a local landscape supply company.
I would have said the exact same thing.
We will refer quite a bit. This week we had an email from somebody who wants to tear down a cottage and build a new home in Lexington, Michigan, right on the shoreline.
Yeah.
And this is part of the greatness of us having so many friends in industry. I sent a message to our good friend Elizabeth Weiss over at the Home Builders Association and said, Elizabeth, can you find me some builders on that side? Next day, she sent me three builders on that side.
The Home Builders actually extends their legal territory, extends up into that area.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They have references.
And that's where Chuck and I fall back on a lot. If we get something from, let's say, Cleveland area, of course, we don't know anybody in Cleveland, but we will defer to the local home builder association there because they vet their professionals that are part of their association.
You know, as long as we're on this subject too, we got an email that says, this is literally all it said, need drywall work. If that's all you give us, we don't know what to give you.
Right.
So are you drywalling a new home? Are you repairing a couple small areas that, you know, where you had a water leak? Are you doing an entire room? Are you looking for work in the drywall industry? I mean, we don't know.
That's great. That's great. I'll tell you why what you're saying, because then it'll say, need drywall work, but they don't want to give the city they live in or their phone number.
Oh, my gosh. That's even worse.
And here's why we ask for that. Number one, we ask for the city you live in because I just spoke about we can send you to the closest team partner or, like I said, half the people we refer out are not team partners, the best professional for you. And in the few times, not a few times, I'd say probably 5% of the time, something's wrong with the email. What Chuck and I do is we will copy that email, paste it, and send it right back to you.
The
so
address.
There's no way we, yeah, the address. Yeah. So there's no way we make a mistake. It gets kicked back to us. And every once in a while, if I can, I will go to your phone number and I will text you our response saying, we tried your email. Something's wrong. Here's our response.
And you're a better man than I am because I won't even do that.
You won't even do that. I know.
I know. And it's not a in your face kind of thing. I just you know
too busy.
Yeah.
I get it. We're both too busy. But what we really want to do is try to get you the information you're asking for. So please, the more information you give us,
I want to help you.
The better, right?
Yeah. And coming up, hopefully, we're going to be hearing from Jared Beauchamp, the owner, chief cook and bottle washer at Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. But you and I also got to talk to the Darian, to Darian Bobby.
Yeah, yeah, over at Atlas Home Improvement. Talk about another family-run business. I was on their social media page just recently, and Nicole was walking around. Nicole's one of their great representatives over there.
Of course she knows.
Asking other people what they thought about working for Atlas Home Improvement. And everyone said the family atmosphere. That's one of the many reasons you should call Atlas Home Improvement. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys. Laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. So, Chuck, have you started making your dandelion wine yet?
You know, I haven't had any pop. Have you?
Any pop? They're popping like crazy out there.
I really.
Chuck,
I
take such great care of my lawn. I don't have dandelions.
Seriously?
No, you know better than that.
I wouldn't have thought, but you know what?
But it's like a trend right now, dandelion wine. You're seeing it all over place. People are trying to get people
really?
To make dandelion
wine. You ever had it? That used to be a real popular.
Lips that touch mine will never touch mine.
I think Charlie Pride did a song, Old Dog's Children. Oh, no, wait, it was Watermelon Wine. Sorry. I was thinking of a song from back in the 70s or 80s.
My wife talks to me the other night about wine. Can we have a lot of dandelions out there? Let's trash one. I said, one thing they don't tell you in those articles.
Two words. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. I'll meet you there.
Let me know when it's done.
Yeah. Pesticides. If you want to do that, that's great. But go to a field or go somewhere that you know has not had pesticides sprayed on it.
Herbicides, pesticides.
In the last 5 years. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Fungicide.
You have to be careful before you take kids out to do this kind of stuff. It's almost morel mushroom hunting season. I'm looking forward to that.
I wouldn't know. You never share them.
So you and I, real quick, we went to Wausau real quick. We met somebody that we thought, could you be a long-lost cousin of Jared Beauchamp? We met Nick Beauchamp.
Yeah, we did.
And
great young man.
On the line with him right now, we had Jared Beauchamp. And do you have a long-lost cousin somewhere over in Wisconsin? Because he was a really cool guy. We figured he had to be related to you, Jared.
Good morning, guys. I guess if he was super cool, then he must be related somehow.
spelt the same way and everything.
Bless your heart. I love that you joined us in that. That's good stuff. You know, you are our water expert, Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. We keep touting the benefits of healthy water and drinking more healthy water. And then we had this issue come to light in the USA this week, Thursday. And sure as heck, you had been in Las Vegas when we reached out to you attending a seminar on the issue of microplastics. You want to talk about that with our listeners, Jared?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's we went to quite a few seminars on it, and a lot of good information. Basically, what microplastics are, for the people who are wondering, it's basically the breakdown of plastics. As we're talking about this today, I like to also share. You know, it is. Identified 100% as issues, and they actually refer to it as the new PFOS issues. But there's still a lot of studies to be done. But, without a doubt, they gave us some stats I just want to share with you guys today on it as well, that throughout our plastics, you know, microplastics, again, being a breakdown of plastic material, you know, over... globally, there's a trillion pounds of plastic produced annually. And in the U.S., we really only recycle about 5% is what gets recycled. And they've now found it in 90% of bottled water, 25% of fish, 67% of all seafood. Fibers has been found in honey, beer, salt, and many other food items. So it's out there, and it is, you know, it's a concern.
Do you remember in the 1968 movie, The Graduate, where an older guy walks up to Dustin Hoffman, who's just graduated from college? He said, I got one word for you, plastics. We are the generation of plastics, right?
We definitely are, but okay, so plastics aren't good. You hear about about copper water pipes corrosing over time aren't good. Every house out there has them. There's nothing you can do about it. So what should homeowners do, Jared?
Well, you know, we can treat it with reverse osmosis. And, before we even talk about that, I mean, you're right. I mean, I'm sure we were getting microplastics as we were drinking from the hose on the spigot,
right.
The difference, though, now is that everything's converted to plastics. And unfortunately, with every good thing, there's also, you know, negative things. So, you know, we just want to be careful. Not all plastics are built of the same makeup and quality. So, you know, that's one thing to keep in mind. You may have some plastics that are worse than others.
Jared Beauchamp from Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions, you are the man. You are our expert when it comes to water. We greatly appreciate you calling in today and helping explain what's going on out there. And If you need help, you're the company to call.
Let's keep tabs on that. You can get a free water inspection from Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. So why wouldn't you do it? It's free.
Thank you, Jared.
Give us a call. We're glad to help you.
God bless you. Thank you.
You got it. But speaking of water, if you got water in your basement, you got water maybe coming out of some of the cracks, you can't get it dry, we want you to call Foundation Authority.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. Phone lines are open at 800-859-0459, is it?
0957.
0957.
800-859-0957.
0957. Jeepers. Yeah, we had somebody tell us they were having trouble with our vanity number, the 654 guys, so we're just giving out the JR number. 800-859-0957. Okay.
For the rest of the day and possibly tomorrow as well.
Okay.
Yep.
And at noon, we're going to sprint over to CNC.
Yes, we are.
That's going to be a lot of fun, an educational hour for air conditioning and heating.
Yep. And it's interesting because we were talking, when we talked to them, you know, during the breaks, we always talk. And I asked them, I said, how often do you guys go out for a call that a homeowner can fix himself? And he says, really in the hotter seasons, in the warmer seasons, quite a bit. And they try to help solve it for the homeowner before they get out there. And they always tell people, before we come out, you know, go around your exterior condenser, make sure all the weeds are taken away. Because that is one of the biggest reasons why they get called during the summertime, is because their condenser needs cleaning. And that's something a homeowner can do themselves.
So do it before you make the call, right? Or at least check it.
Well, I like the fact, I mean, they're going to try to get the homeowner through it before they come out and spend the homeowner's money when they don't have to. So that's an honest company, one of the many reasons we like CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. And you'll hear them between noon and 1, Dan O'Hoddle and Jim Corian. Great company.
Yep.
Great company.
They really are. Look forward to it. Any idea, have you ever wondered when you walked into a bathroom in a hospital or any commercial establishment, and the toilet seat, instead of being round or oval and contiguous, is U-shaped? It's got that open front?
Do I ever wonder why it happens? Do I ever wonder why that, Chuck? No, that has never entered my mind, why it's like that.
Seriously?
Seriously. Never entered my mind. Are you going to tell me why?
I
tell us why? Okay.
The Association of Plumbing and Mechanical Officials, back in the 70s, decided that they would mandate that U-shaped seat as a hygiene issue.
Okay.
And everybody thinks that it's for men. So when men sit, they don't have an issue with touching anything they shouldn't touch. But they actually did it primarily for women, so that women, when women clean themselves, they don't have to touch the front of the seat as they do so.
I get you.
Interesting, eh?
Yeah, it is interesting.
Who would have thought?
You don't see, you know, you see those things. I didn't. You see, and you don't ever think there's a reason for it. To me, I think it's less money. Who knows why?
Yeah. They eliminate part of the plastic. Good point.
I don't think about it at all. You know, I want to go back to what Ron Stead said earlier about air sealing, and we've been getting a lot of emails about the very annoying marmalated stink bug, and they are very annoying. And when people have a service like what Ron was talking about, that's one of the benefits, another benefit of getting those services done, that they air seal. And it is amazing to me to kind of, just like mice, how they can get any kind of rodent can get into a hole 10% the size of their body. Same thing with those stink bugs. The smallest crack that you don't think they could get in, they could get in.
Yeah.
And one thing we want to tell people, if you have a house, Chuck, when was the brick flashing code? What, somewhere around 2000, the end of the 90s. Remember the brick flashing code
came into effect?
And with that hat, what they made us do, they made masons do, is they'd brick up 3 courses, and then they'd put a flashing net tucked underneath the house wrap. And what
behind
that was,
the brick.
Yes, and behind the brick. And what that would do, if any moisture got behind the brick, it would run down the house wrap, down the flashing, and hopefully outside these weep joints.
Well, there would then be
outside the weep joints. Now, but one of the unintended consequences of those is now there's an area for critters and stink bugs to get in. So what we really greatly recommend people do, if you have these weep holes, you'll see them above your windows, and you'll see them down by the foundation of your house. If you go to any brickyard, there's so many around, just any place that sells brick, Colonial, you name it, They have little pieces of plastic that fit perfectly into those holes. I mean, it's a really tight fit. We do not want to see anybody put a steel wool in those holes because you'll wind up getting terrible staining when that gets rusted out. Yes. So if you go to, there are some aluminum ones you can buy as well.
You know what I think is the best? I think the old nylon, what I call a shoestring, is the best.
Okay.
Because you could treat it. You could actually soak it in a pesticide and then jam it in. Yeah. But we used to use those instead of a vertical joint. We would just use those and then cut them off, trim them off when we were done.
Right.
But that'll keep bugs out, but it'll allow moisture to wick out.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. But we're just telling people that because part of the air sealing process is helping keeping those things out.
Yep.
And you're going to hear a lot more tips like those at theinsideoutsideguys.com and on WJR through the coming months. So taking your phone
Not
calls.
Not just WJR, right?
You're right. Yeah, a couple of the other Cumulus stations. 800-859-0957. Get to the Inside Outside Guys. We're here for the next about 20 minutes. 800-859-0957.
You know, Jared Beauchamp mentioned in the class he attended in Las Vegas there that only 5% of the plastics are recycled in this country. You and I were actually more generous in conveying a similar factoid about a year ago that less than 15% of material that homeowners put into a recycled bin is ever actually recycled.
That's crazy.
There's no money in it.
It's crazy.
And if there's no money in it, people are not going to do it unless the government's paying for it. And I hate to even throw that out on the air because
we can name all sorts of things that circumstance is happening.
But you get these people, you don't recycle. I go, well, to be honest with you, it may go in a separate bin, but it's getting buried or burned.
Not just that. When you put that stuff out at your curb, what's picking it up?
Go ahead.
A diesel-powered truck that gets about 4 miles per the gallon. Come on. When does it be common sense to not be efficient? Now, the bottle return thing. Guys our age don't return bottles anymore. When's the last time you took a bottle back to the store, Chuck? I will give them to kids. I'll donate them to anybody I can. But what I normally do with them is put them in the recycling bin to go back out to the
landfill.
What we just talked about.
Kids used to come around, and we would actually save them. And if you knocked on our door for a fundraiser, we'd give you two bags full of 5 and 10 cent deposit bottles and cans. And now all they do is collect money in school. And all they want is a check. You know, it's like, I don't want to have to work that hard.
Well, think about it. Think how much soda prices have gone up, pop prices. But that returnable hasn't gone up at all. It's still 10%. And here's the crazy
that was
thing.
Fought so heavily.
You get an aluminum can that's an iced tea. It's bigger. For some reason, because that's not carbonated, that's not returnable.
Which is crazy because aluminum, they can make money with. I guarantee you the people that actually recycle would love those cans.
Yeah, you're right.
And they'd pay you the nickel or whatever for that can.
And why are we discussing this today? Because it's Earth Day.
And with water, you know, Jared didn't get a chance to expand on this, but you and I have talked about it many times. The reverse osmosis systems purify water to like 99.9%. They are just, and you can do a single, you know, kitchen faucet only install, and you don't have to do the whole house. But something, a piece of advice that a good friend gave me, and we talked to Jared about this also, they'll remove minerals that are vital to your health as well. They are so efficient, right? So they'll get rid of all these contaminants, but they'll also remove minerals. You can get a reverse osmosis filter with a mineral cartridge to replenish the minerals in the water that your body is demanding.
Right.
So we suggest that people look at both when they talk to someone like Beauchamp.
You know, I've got to think the healthiest thing to drink out of is glass.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Well, pipes. If you could have all of our delivery system pipes in glass.
Right.
Mentioned this to Paul yesterday. Yeah, that'd be perfect. Yep. But obviously, you're not going to bury glass.
Plumbers would be busy, wouldn't they?
Oh my goodness! Can you imagine? I love glass cookware and dishes.
Me too.
Say that all the time.
Me too. You think about a water bottle, just a plastic water bottle. If it sits in a car too long for any reason, if it gets too hot or it freezes, and then you take a drink of it, you're tasting the plastic, which means you're ingesting that plastic.
You do taste it. I like stainless steel or glass.
I agree with
you. If we had a choice. Yep.
I agree with you. Do you drink out of your home's water a lot, straight from the tap?
I do. Now, you know, we've filtered it the last many years, so I do. My son drinks a ton of water that's filtered. But I don't cook with it. I wish I could say I did, but I don't.
Why? Because you don't cook, or
no? Because our filtered water comes from the refrigerator.
Okay.
And it's not convenient. I'm being honest. You know, to put a pan under that dispenser.
Gotcha.
So when I cook, I tend to cook with tap water.
Oh, me too. Okay, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Yeah,
and it's sitting water.
Same thing.
But I'm better off. The biggest contaminants we're finding. Dan Mylan from Mylan Supply and I were talking about this yesterday morning. He said they're coming from PVC wells. They use PVC polyvinyl chloride pipes. Is that what you have?
Yep.
As a well casing, but more in warmer climates because you have a degradation of the PVC.
Sure.
When it's subjected to heat and ultraviolet. If it's underground, it's not nearly the issue. Interesting, huh?
It is very.
But it does explain a lot about you knowing. Never mind.
Well, I have that certain tick. Is that what you're saying?
A little twitch.
Hey, stick around on our third hour today between noon and one. You heard us. We're going to be talking to CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. And one of the subjects we're going to talk about is how to maintain your furnace properly.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Chuck, we find ourselves referring MacFarlane Painting a lot lately, don't we?
Oh, they've got great handyman people. They've got great carpenters. They can install trim. Yeah.
And I tell you what, we hear so many good things from our listeners about MacFarlane Painting.
Welcome back, everybody. I want to remind you from 12 to 1, keep your radio tuned to this station, WJR, because we're going to run over to CNC Heating and Air Conditioning and be talking to them. And you mentioned a minute ago, kind of a sidebar, bugs. It's bug season.
It's bug season.
And we got people.
Have you gotten bit by a mosquito yet in Michigan?
No, praise the Lord.
I did.
Did you?
You see, yes.
Seriously? When?
When we had those warm days a week back.
Week before last.
Oh, I was enjoying the fire pit a couple nights out there in those warm.
So you might be a malarial carrier.
I could be. But, you know, last week we had Rove Pest Control, ROVE Pest Control on with us. And
passionate, aren't they,
about bugs? Yes.
I love those guys. They are so. I mean, I say guys, but that's who we interact with.
Right.
They're cool. They just love bugs and discovering about and various pests, but mostly bugs.
Yep.
Gosh.
And you know, here's what I was thinking recently, Chuck. Remember the gypsy moths? Okay.
Oh yeah.
Remember how terrible those things were? Everyone hated it. And I believe they tried to solve the problem of gypsy moths by dropping the Japanese beetles, introducing the Japanese beetles. And if you remember those were ladybugs that bit. They hurt. And then you'd see them all over the side of your house. And inside your house. Now we're seeing the box elders and the marmaladed stink bug, all invasive species.
You know, I'm impressed with how many people I've brought that up to that say in at least one room of their home they've got the stink bugs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm truly surprised.
You can't keep them out of your house. No. Now, here's the thing. We have a cottage in Ohio, and our hunting cottage, and they're crazy down there. If you leave anything out, like we leave our jackets and our hunting clothes, they get in the pockets. So we're used to literally emptying our clothes, these things. And I know anyone sleeping, they feel a bug on them, they freak out. I've gotten to the point that if I feel a bug, I won't freak out because I know it's just a stupid stink bug. Throw it off of me.
But they look like they're out of the Pleistocene era, you know, with
they look like
giant
a tough
lizards,
bug, don't they?
And, yeah, they do.
A big shell on them.
Armor coat.
But they do stink. If you smush one or if you mess with one, they do stink. Now, what I do with them at the house, because I get them inside the house for once in a while, I just grab them with my fist and throw them out. Our cat loves to go after them. She has a lot of fun.
Cats are great with that stuff.
Yeah, they are. I got a great cat.
Spiders, bugs. Yeah.
You never thought you'd hear me say that. I never thought I'd say that about a cat.
You know, I love cats. I really do. I just don't want one in my house. But my daughters both have them. You wouldn't know have a pet. They're extremely clean. And they really enjoy the fact that if there is any critter in that house, the cat will find it and get it.
You're right.
It's amazing. They're really cool animals.
So we're about to come up on a season here. Real soon we're going to be able to open up our windows. I know you can't. Your wife has some bad allergies. You really can't open up your windows at night.
She won't let me.
Well, you shouldn't want her to.
I listen.
If she's going to get sick. But be a good husband, would you?
Yeah, she wouldn't be able to go to work, and that would just change everything.
We have been referring to people quite a bit to have dust problems. These new electronic air cleaners that can be retrofitted right into your existing furnace. And they're smaller than a shoebox. And once they're in your furnace, only about 2 inches of them stick out. And they have about 4 different filters.
Remy Halo was a kind of a Kleenex type.
Air Scrubber was another one.
Yeah,
Air
Scrubber was another one.
Made by different companies. Now, when I had one installed 15 years ago, it was the size of about 4 shoebox put
that
together.
That was in a different house, right?
It was a different house.
You had a strap-on system.
Exactly. Now they have these small ones that fit in, and they do a phenomenal job. I know a couple years ago when COVID hit, they were in the $500-$600 price range. They weren't outrageous, but they do a phenomenal job through four or five different filters inside this of cleaning your air. So in the season that we're coming up on, I know we just got out of winter and everyone had their windows closed, but we're going to come up on another season where everyone's going to have their windows closed. And these air cleaners really help. And we're going to talk about that with CNC Heating and Air Conditioner coming up for the next hour.
Exactly. You're going to love hearing about these people, and especially the fact that they have a dedicated service department with stocked vans. So their objective is to come into your home, diagnose the problem, fix the problem, and get out.
Yeah.
I mean, what a concept. Instead of, we got to call tomorrow, we got to order a part, it'll be delivered at 10 p.m. tonight, yada, yada, yada. You and I have seen and heard it all, haven't we?
Yes, we have. On tomorrow's show, we're going to be talking to Rob from Motor City Floors and Coatings.
Yeah.
He's going to be talking and talk about their great product, which has helped so many listeners of ours. And here's the good thing. Motor City Floors and Coatings has taken their 5-year warranty and turn it into a lifetime warranty.
I think it was 15 initially.
You're right. I apologize. You're right. It was 15.
But Rob Lowry and Max, his partner, it used to be the Rob and Max show. It used to be, you know, you and I would have him on the show and just let him talk.
Right.
But Max has moved the operations to Florida. So Rob Lowry is equally entertaining. We invite you to pay attention to that because it's going to be fun.
It's a great product. And then tomorrow between noon and 1, the Inside Outside guys are going to be talking to Michigan's largest foundation and waterproofing company. You've heard about FSM, Foundation Systems of Michigan, for years. And tomorrow you get to know the company as we spend an hour talking to Dale King, who's just a sharp guy. If you want to know anything about a basement or a foundation, Dale King's the one you want to go
Our listeners have heard Dale before.
Yes.
Talk about Foundation Systems of Michigan, and you're right. Dale, he's been with the company long enough to know pretty much everything there is to know about foundation waterproofing repairs, and they have multiple products we'll be talking about with Dale, so that'll be a lot of fun, and he's a good guest.
You're right. He's always a good guest. So we're going to be coming up on rain. It is going to be, it's April right now, soon to be May, but we're going to get a lot of rain. And whenever we get a lot of rain, we get a lot of emails about leaky basements, and you can hear FSM tomorrow. But today, we want you to stick around for this next hour, the Inside Outside Guys, featuring our good friends from CNC Heating and Air Conditioning.